Welcome, everybody, to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, JB, and alongside Golfer Gal, we have a very special show for you this week with a special guest named Stephanie Way. Before we get to that, there's a couple of things we want to go over. And first off is there's, you know, an LPGA major going on and the Masters going on next week. Next week, we'll talk about the Masters, but Golfer Gal, why don't you tell us what's going on with the LPGA major right now?
Well, you know, as of yesterday, Suzanne Pettersen was leading. She was up by about 3 strokes, I think. But Lorena Ochoa is coming in pretty strong right now. I think she just fell back down to even par, so it looks like she's 1 stroke behind Suzanne. But still, it's looking like going to be a close race. And I'm interested to see if Brittany can defend her title, but I don't think it's going to happen.
You know, it is going to be a really good weekend, and this is always one of my favorite tournaments of the year if you combine both PGA and LPGA. I just love this event. You know, Brittany Lincecum, who we've spoken to on THP, had a great run last year, and that hybrid shot to win it was
It was like the hybrid herd around the world.
It absolutely was. And, you know, this year Suzanne has played well, but she put it all together yesterday and looked strong. And like you said, Lorena Ochoa right there. She made a run. She got to tied at 5 under for the lead, and she just dropped one back. But it looks to be a great weekend of golf, and I'm excited for it. Also, starting today, THP, the magazine spring issue that a lot of people have been waiting for, starts to ship. And we're excited about that.
Very excited about that.
For those who haven't ordered it, you can order it right from our site at www.thehackersparadise.com. Or you should be able to pick it up in quite a few Barnes & Nobles around the country and some newsstands around the country as well. Tell everybody a little bit about how excited we are about this issue and why.
I'm psyched about this issue. I think for me, the best part is the fact that there's also a section for women. So it's kind of a magazine that everybody can read. You know, the kids can read it, dads can read it, the sons, the mothers, the daughters, the everything, beginner golfers, you know, fashionistas, people who are just, you know, equipment junkies. There's just something for everybody.
I agree. And, you know, we've gone through, you know, what's in there, and we have some interviews, including the Jim Furyk interview, as well as a whole lot more. So we're looking forward to this issue. And again, it starts to ship today, so everybody can finally get their copy in their hands. Before we bring Stephanie on, there will be a contest announcement during this show, so you won't want to miss that. Something simple, but something fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is THP Radio, so we want to do as many contests as we possibly can.
Yeah, this is THP in general, so we're always up, you know, wanting to do contests and making sure that we can bring our listeners and our readers and our entire fan base and make sure we get something for you.
This week we have a special guest with us, and she goes by the name of Stephanie Way, and by goes by, I mean that's her actual name. She has her own website and something that I think everybody should really take a look at when they get a chance. So, Stephanie, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Anytime. Golfer Gal, why don't you kind of describe how we came about Stephanie and her site?
Well, we were doing some research on the LPGA because the season was about to start, and we really wanted to get a chance to know all of our players. And, you know, we're as guilty as many Americans are. We didn't know who a lot of the Asian players were, and we came across Stephanie's site because she has this incredible section called Know Your Asians. And I would love for you to be able to tell everybody a little bit about that, Stephanie.
And please tell them where they can find your site.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, okay. My site is weiunderpar.com, weiunderpar.com. Okay, and Know Your Asians. I think it's hilarious when I was talking to Josh yesterday and I asked him how he came across my site, and he said, through Know Your Asians. So I started this feature, I think last fall, you know, because there are a lot of complaints about how you can't tell the difference between all the Asian players, you know, because they all look alike and the general stereotype stuff and their names all kind of sound the same. And, you know, I'm an Asian American and I can sympathize. It's kind of hard for me to keep track of them. So every week I feature an Asian player to be an Asian American. And, you know, I help you guys or help readers get to know them a little bit better, just fun facts. And what have you, and there's an Asianness scale, which is, you know, very mathematical.
It's hilarious.
It is hilarious. And one of the things that I love is when, with the, like, the pronunciation of your name, how you spell it out. And the first one that caught my eye was the Michelle Wee one, when
that
you actually
so funny.
Spelled that out for everybody. I thought that was hysterical.
Right. I mean, a lot of times I don't even know how to pronounce these names. So I'll just, from what I think it's probably sounds like, or if I have a friend that's Korean or Japanese, I'll ask them.
But, you know, besides being incredibly humorous, it is extremely educational, and I learned so much just from reading your site about that.
Oh, great. Thanks. Yeah, I mean, I figure there are actually a lot of great personalities on the LPGA amongst the Asians when, you know, there's so much criticism that these ladies are emotionless, they have no personality, can't tell them apart, and they're ruining the tour. You know, I just really think that's not fair. If we try a little bit harder, you know, there are personalities, and we can distinguish between them. And it really isn't that hard if you just put in a little effort. So I just want to make it a little easier for everyone.
I agree with you 100%. Before we get going on to the LPGA, since obviously there's a major tournament going on right now, and to update everybody, Lorena Ochoa is 1-under for the day and tied for the lead right now.
Yeah, she's looking good.
Your site is not just about LPGA or Asian players. You talk about everything. And why don't you tell everybody like how your site got started and what you're doing?
I started my site a little bit over a year ago, about a year and a week ago. I wanted to get a job in the golf industry, but there weren't any jobs at the time. And I realized that there weren't any young female voices out there that were a little bit more reverent, you know, a little bit more honest. Or, let's be real, a lot of golf articles you read are kind of the same thing. It's very bland. Maybe let's spice golf up a little bit. You know, let's try to make it a little bit more fun while still understanding the game and knowing the game and respecting it. But we can have some fun. So I did that, just as sort of a hobby at first, and then it's kind of grown into something else a little bit. I just started writing, freelance writing, and I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Well, that's the most important thing, and you're not just a golf writer, you actually have played, so people who want to ask questions about the game can actually contact you about that if they'd like to, because you actually can flat-out play.
Yeah, you're not just, you don't know how to play, you are a player.
You're not some weekend hack, so no. You can tell everybody that you did play competitively.
Well, yes, I did play competitively. I played in college. Probably better when I was a junior golfer, though, to be honest. But, yeah, I don't get to play as much as I would like these days living in New York City. But I'd like to think I can still hold my own out there.
Well, against us, I'm sure you could.
Yeah, you can kick my butt.
You know, this week we have the first LPGA major, and like we mentioned, Lorena Ochoa has jumped to the top of the leaderboard, tied with Suzanne Pettersson at 5-under. Suzanne has not teed off as of yet, and for those that haven't been following THP, we did a contest this year with Nike Golf where you picked your team, and we spent some time talking to Suzanne, and the winner's going to get a Suzanne Pettersson autographed hat. But why don't we talk a little bit about what's going on in this tournament, some surprises and this, this and that, really, players that have kind of fallen off and so on and so forth. Are there things that jumped right to the top of your mind when you look at the first major of the year?
Let's see. Not really. I mean, well, I guess the first thing that comes to mind is that the first four tournaments that have been played this season on FOG, it's been all Asian-born players that have won. So, let's see, this might be the most anglicized leaderboard I've seen yet.
That is true. That, yeah. You know, there's certainly a nice mixture. I'll call it a melody of talent at the top.
Right. Yeah. It's diverse.
That's the perfect word.
Diverse, yes.
Yes. There's an amateur that's up there in the top 10. I actually Jennifer Song. I watched her play at the U.S. Women's Open last year a little bit. She seems like a really sweet girl. I think she's turning pro soon.
That's what I've heard as well, that she is turning pro soon, and she is playing really well.
Yeah, she's up there.
Had a good round yesterday. She got it down to, I think, 2-under today and just bogeyed. She's, tied for 10th right now and looks really strong. Suzanne put on an incredible show yesterday, and there were some other names up near her. But do you think that this is her year? Do you think she's can put the whole thing together for this year?
She's a good player. It's always so hard to say yet. I'm going to admit, I don't know how she's finished the season in the other tournaments.
Well,
Can you fill me in on that?
she was winning up until the last round, and she just
She lost one of them to one of the tournaments that Ai Miyazato won.
Yeah, she was up by like 6 strokes.
Right.
Right. And you know, she seems to really have put her game together on the next level.
Yeah.
And you know, to go hand in hand with the. You can link them together almost as the main Nike players, Michelle Wee, after the debacle last week, as many people are calling it. She put on a great show yesterday.
Yeah.
And probably,
working.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If her putter was working, she probably would be right up there near the lead.
Right. Yeah. I think with Suzanne, she's always going to be in the mix.
Yeah.
If you want to pick a safe player to, that's going to be in contention every week. Suzanne, I think, would be definitely one of them. I feel like putting has always kind of plagued Michelle, huh, in her career. If she could just get her putter rolling.
You're exactly right, and she switched putters this year to the Nike method, and hopefully that'll make some changes. Last week, and you've talked about this a lot, Michelle Wee, we'll call it, grounding the club heard round the world. What are your thoughts on it, and do you think it was actually a penalty? I can't see people actually arguing against it other than Michelle, but what were your thoughts on it overall?
Yeah, I mean, I missed actually watching it. I didn't actually catch the whole footage of it until yesterday. I don't think anyone can argue that she grounded the club, and, you know, I've watched it now many times. And, you know, the 12-minute trailer footage I finally got a hold of.
Is that up on your site now for people to see?
Yes, it is. I made a request the other day. I couldn't believe it wasn't on YouTube yet. So one of my readers, I guess, he has DVR and Slingbox, and I gave him the password to my Vimeo account, and he uploaded it for me, which was very, very kind. And, you know, I'm a fan of Michelle, but this is really disappointing to see. And, you know, some will argue that they shouldn't have had the cameras there, but I'm going to say that's wrong. I mean, it was pretty compelling TV. I mean, I made popcorn for it, and I would advise anyone listening to do the same before you watch. She just needs to grow up a little. I mean, it's one thing to... You have to know the rules. You have to know what your options are in terms of using the rules to your advantage or benefit, but not in a way that breaks the spirit of the game. And it almost seems like she was doing that. Like, she knew she grounded the club, and she kind of knows the rules well enough now. She's like, oh, I was losing my balance. You know, I could use that excuse, like an afterthought. And I don't know I don't know what she was feeling or thinking. As she repeatedly told rules officials.
Yes.
And I just think that she, you know, I probably would have groveled a little bit too. It was an honest mistake. It just happens.
Do you, go ahead.
But the way that she, you know, wouldn't let it go.
I know.
You know, and just the way that she spoke to the rules officials and even mocked them. And, you know, her tone of voice is very patronizing, and they were very nice. She was there saying, we don't want to penalize, you know. You know, we've looked over it, you know, to try to come up with a way or to, you know, see what was going on. And, you know, like, this isn't fun for us either. And she just wouldn't understand that and just kept trying to make some awful philosophy argument of some sort.
You know, we watched it, and we were kind of riveted to the TV like you were. And I have two thoughts about it. One, I think it really shows the power that she can have with the LPGA because, let's face it, that could have happened to anybody else in the world, including the world's number one Lorena Ochoa, and it probably wouldn't have even been shown.
Yeah.
And number two, people really need to work on her public speaking skills. And I know it's not fair because that really wasn't public speaking, but I'll be the first one to say I've never seen an episode of The Hills. But if I watched it, I have a feeling that's exactly what it would have sounded like.
I don't even know. I think The Hills might even be up a little bit.
Yeah, it was pretty scary.
She does use the word like a little too much, I think.
I felt like every seven words, four of them were the words like.
Right. Yeah. That got to me. That I was starting to. I was cringing. Yeah. Part of it, I guess, is a maturity thing. But I guess she's 20 now. Yeah. I'm shocked her people have not gotten on her on that.
I am too. And I think when she starts making a bigger splash on the actual playing side of it, winning tournaments and things, and I don't think anybody can argue that that's going to happen.
Right.
I think it'll start coming to light a little more. Right now, it's short interviews about either a collapse or a problem, or you played well, but. And I know the Solheim, she was criticized a little bit for it, but I think it'll really come to light a little more when she becomes the dominating force.
Yeah, I mean, I hope she does. She's fun to watch. She's beautiful. I think she is a nice girl. She just needs to, not. I mean, I don't know. Hey, actually, what happened on Sunday was good. It brought eyes to the LPGA. the LPGA was in the headlines.
That is very true, and it was actually on SportsCenter, which is something you rarely see.
I know.
Right. Exactly. And it's just that I'm sorry to say that this, but the LPGA should just take it. It's not really. They're not really in a position to say that, they don't want the bad publicity.
Yeah. I thought it would.
I know it's already. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I thought it would have been interesting to see the only person sponsored by Kia Motors at the Kia Motors Classic be disqualified. If that had happened.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Could you imagine what that would have been?
That probably wouldn't have been good. I guess it's kind of interesting, too, that she was the player that was. She made such a big splash at the tournament
of
her sponsor.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess, like you said, it brings the ratings and it brought some attention. We're going to talk about one of Golfer Gal's favorite topics now, and that is style on the LPGA. And we've talked about best and worst dressed before, but we don't often have, another writer on to share their opinions. And you're fairly style-oriented yourself. Who do you think – we're going to limit it just to the LPGA, not the PGA – who do you think is the best dressed on the LPGA Tour?
The best dressed.
And folks, I'm putting her on the spot. She hasn't done any research on this or anything else.
I'm looking at the leaderboard right now to remember the names. Let's see. I think that. Ooh, is it bad that one of the names? I don't think that she is the best dressed. Obviously, when you think of style. The first name that kind of comes to mind is Anna Rawson, unfortunately. But I actually don't think she's the best dressed. I don't like some of her outfits. She is stylish. I will give her that. Vicky Hurst always looks good. She's always put together. Let's see. Christina Kim has her own thing going. She beats her own drum.
Ironically, she was on Golfer Gal's worst dressed this season.
And I hated to say that because I love Christina. I think she's awesome.
Right, right.
But her outfits, I should just say, they're not my style. They're just a little too out there.
The last outfit looks like she came from the Michael Jackson Moonwalker video.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I wouldn't – it's not my style, but, she pulls it off, I think. And, it's her thing. And I think that, she can, wear it confidently. I didn't see her last outfit, but she stands out.
Yeah, she does, and it fits her personality perfectly. I think that it
totally.
So
does John Daly, and I wouldn't exactly put him on a best dressed list either.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're putting you on the spot. What is your best dressed?
Who the actual best dressed person is. Let's go with Vicky Hurst, I guess.
She does put the clothes
together
well.
In a minute.
Well, we're going to flip-flop it and put you on the spot again. And who is your worst dressed on the LPGA right now?
Let's see. I mean, there's so many.
That's the problem. There really are.
I know. I don't even know where to get started. Let's see. I would say I'm looking at the top of the leaderboard. I don't like what Christy Kerr wears. I think it might heal her shape a little bit.
She doesn't wear clothes that are flattering to her. Because, Brittany Litsika, I think that her clothes look great on her. I think she wears them well, and she's a really tall girl. I think Christy Kerr just doesn't – I think her clothes don't fit her body type well.
Right, you know, it's all about what flatters you.
Exactly.
So
she's wearing Christy Kerr's wearing clothing of a 6-year-old boy, so that would be the problem.
Oh man, she might beat you up. Sure, you say that.
I'm pretty sure she could as well. So,
you know who I think actually? I don't know. I haven't seen that much of her, but that rookie Beatrice.
Oh yes, that is very interesting clothing.
She's cute. I haven't really seen much of what she's worn though, but she seems put together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's hard to say. I just, you know, golf fashion is tough for me to love. Well, no, that's not true. That's not fair. I guess it's hard to find that fine balance between being way too out there and just, I don't like just sort of straight up, sort of the generic golf.
We call that the Ernie Els look.
The Ernie Els look?
Yeah, khaki pants and a white shirt.
Right, yeah, exactly. It's funny, I'm kind of like in the middle. You know, I've never worn a skort before.
Really?
Yeah.
They're so comfortable. Well, here's the thing with skorts, though, and I'm sure that people are going to not want to hear our girl talk right now, but you have to find skorts where the shorts underneath are loose, because sometimes they use spandex, and they're very uncomfortable. You have to find shorts that are loose underneath, and then it makes it a joy to wear outside.
Right. Okay, cool.
Well, speaking of apparel, we're going to do, you know, this is THP Radio, and we do a lot of contests, so we're going to do a little contest here for every listener out there that sends in I shouldn't say for every listener. Every listener out there, send in an email to contests, with an S on the end, at thehackersparadise.com, and send in your best and worst dressed on the LPGA, and we'll pick somebody randomly. We'll announce it on the website and on Twitter, and Stephanie can announce it on her site as well. We'll send them a THP prize pack made up of what we consider nice clothing, sizes permitting.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know who else is always kind of put together? Ai Miyazato.
Very well dressed.
I don't know if that's really my style, but she always looks good.
Yeah, very well dressed, and obviously having a great year so far.
Yeah. Do you think that Brittany's going to be able to defend her title?
I don't know about that.
I don't either.
Where does she stand? I doubt it, actually.
She was 2 under after yesterday, but I believe she's already 2 over for the day.
Yeah, she's not looking good.
Yeah, I see that now. Gosh, oh no, I don't know. Who do you guys like for the week?
I like Suzanne because I got to interview her. And again this year. And the last interview we did was Jim Furyk, and he won the following week. And we're going to try to keep the train rolling. And if Suzanne wins, we're going to be the THP good luck charm.
Or you could just be the jinx.
Yeah, we don't want to be that, though.
No, we don't want to be the jinx. My picks are usually
the jinx.
Who do you think is going to win the whole thing this week?
Let's see what Asian players are playing. I'm just kidding. I think I would love to see, I don't know, I always like GA, you know, but I would love to see Michelle win. I mean, that would be kind of some sort of redemption, right? You know, after what happened, you know, all the sort of criticism and how terrible she looks. I don't think anyone can argue that her behavior was appropriate. So, you know, maybe that could be redemption. And or it could just give her more reason to act like a brat.
you got it right, but in some ways it is the ultimate redemption if she were to come and win this week, and she's playing really well. Granted, she's only 1 under right now, but that's definitely in striking distance, and we still got the whole weekend ahead of us.
Yeah, she just needs to get
the putter going. Right, exactly. You know, and you know, Vicky Hurst, she seems like such a sweet girl. It'd be fun to watch her win.
She does.
She's got the game, too. If she can put it all together for 4 straight days, she's got a legitimate shot at winning. Again, for those that are tuning in late or skipping around, there is a contest. Send in your entries. They're best and worst dressed on the LPGA to contests at thehackersparadise.com. And we'll announce the winner next week. And we'll send them a nice THP prize pack made up of an outfit from what we consider some nice style from a bunch of different brands. To their door. I want to thank Stephanie for joining us and tell them where they can catch your site again.
I am at weiunderpar.com, weiunderpar.com.
You are definitely going to want to surf over there. Lighthearted, fun, but at the same time does a lot of breaking news stuff that you're not going to see anywhere else.
But just so enjoyable to read. Like you said, it's funny, it's entertaining, but it's informative. Great read.
So we hope
Oh,
you
thanks,
enjoyed our
guys.
show, basically on the LPGA and putting Stephanie on the spot on her picks for best and worst dressed as well as the tournament. And we will come at you next week. For all of us hitting from the rough, we're hoping you keeping it in the fairways. Bye, everybody.